listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about doing the right thing. I'm going to read to you a little bit longer passage than I normally read to you. Acts chapter 6, verses 5, 6, and 7, where we read this. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. It's not easy to deal with problems in the church, especially when one group feels mistreated. But in Acts chapter 6, when there was a dispute over the treatment of Christian widows who came from a Greek cultural background, the Holy Spirit led the apostles to the right solution. The solution was so good that it pleased the whole multitude. Both sides were happy. We can't say this was a good decision only because the people liked it. Yet God confirmed the wisdom of the apostles through agreement among the people. Luke, the author of Acts, listed the seven men. They all had Greek names, showing that they were probably Hellenists themselves. This showed great sensitivity to the offended Hellenists by appointing Hellenists to take care of the widow's distribution. After the seven men were chosen, they prayed for them and they laid hands on them. It was important to lay hands on them even if their service was mainly for the practical needs of the widows. Practical service is a spiritual service. The same ancient Greek word is used both for distribution, Acts chapter 6, verse 1, and ministry, Acts chapter 6, verse 4. The idea behind that word in both places is service, whether it's in practical ways or spiritual ways. And look at the wonderful result. The word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Considering all that could have gone wrong when Satan tried to attack the church through division, it's wonderful that everyone involved did the right thing. Those with the complaint, the Hellenists, they did the right thing. They made the need known. Instead of complaining and whining, they trusted the solution of the apostles. Those of the other party, that is the Hebrews, they did the right thing. They recognized that the Hellenists had a legitimate need, and they trusted the solution of the apostles. The seven chosen men did the right thing. They accepted the call to what some people might think was unglamorous service. The apostles did the right thing. They responded to the need without distracting themselves from their central task. Satan's strategy failed. He tried to divide the church, and it didn't work. Satan's second strategy also failed. The apostles were not distracted from the focus of ministry God had for them, to focus on the word of God and on prayer. Such grace was evident that even a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Many priests were coming to Jesus. So friends, when we are in seasons of potential division, let's do the right thing, and we'll see God do his great work. We can trust him for that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.